Hello.
Hello, my name is Shawnee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I have a charge on my account that wasn't me.
Okay, may I please have your zip code?
My zip code is 11735.
11737?
35.
All right, may I please have your first and last name?
Carrie Hennigan.
Okay, please allow me a brief moment to search for your account.
Sure. I don't have an account.
Okay. In order to better...
I have a charge on my bank account from you guys that I did not make. So I'm asking for the reversal before I call the bank and have fraud come in.
Yes, ma'am. So in order for me to better assist you, I would have to actually pull up an account for you. So, allow me a brief moment to just search. Yeah. If it's not under your name, could it be under somebody else's name?
No.
Okay, could you spell your first and last name for me?
K-E-R-R-I. Did you ask for the last name? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
H-E-N-N-I-G-A-N.
A-N?
Correct.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
What was the charge?
It says $67.32 on 11/26.
Okay, I did locate an account. Let's see. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
I'm at 777 County Line Road, apartment 24A in Amityville, New York.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account, please.
Okay.
Thank you for holding.
No problem.
Okay, so I do see on November 21st, you placed the order for the Crusade cookware, where you only paid for shipping and handling, which was $7.95.
Okay, what is this?
The Crusade cookware.
Okay, and the shipping and handling was supposed to be $67?
No, the shipping and handling was $7.95. Do you remember placing this? I'm sorry.
I was only supposed to do the shipping and handling.
Okay, so yes, you are aware of these charges? Of the shipping and handling fee. Okay. So are you... Yes, ma'am. So let me explain the terms and conditions upon signing up for that. So the terms and conditions stated you have within 7 days to call in and cancel out that trial upon signing up for it, or you'll be billed in full for that membership, which was $67.32. which is why you got billed that on November 26th.
Seven days from 11/21, and I got billed on this on the 26th, which makes it 5 days. So if you could just reimburse me that $67, please.
Okay, so due to the terms and conditions and these charges being valid, I can offer you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
No, you can give me the $67.32 before I go to the bank. I will put a fraud claim on. If you're telling me it was placed on 11/21 and I have 7 days to cancel it, and you billed me on the 26th, that's set at 5 days, not even 7 business days. So therefore, you guys are fraudulently charging me.
Okay, so let me pull up the website. One moment, please.
Okay. I'll be right back. I apparently signed up for a free thing and was just going to be shipping and handling, and I was supposed to cancel it within 7 days, but I didn't want it. They're saying it says they were on the 21st, but they billed me on the 26th. But that's 5 days. So she's just going to pull up the account now.
Thank you for holding, ma'am.
Thank you. I'm here.
Okay, so it was my error. I did say 6 day trial, 7 day trial, but it's really a 5 day. But either way, the terms
still
and conditions.
Still doesn't matter. You still billed me on the 20th.
Either way, the terms and conditions. The terms and conditions still stated that you had within a certain amount of time to call in and cancel before you're billed in full. So what I can do is I can offer you a 50% refund on that $67.32.
No, you're going to give me the full, you're going to give me 100%. If you have to put a manager on the phone, you can do that. Otherwise, I will go to the bank and I'll put a fraud in. You guys will get in trouble for it. It doesn't matter if it was 5 days, 7 days, 6 days. The fact of the matter is that you did it 4 days after the fact.
Okay, so please allow me a brief moment to speak with my supervisor about it, please. Thank you. I'm still here, just a moment. Thank you for holding, ma'am.
No problem.
Okay, so I did speak with my supervisor about it. So I went ahead and canceled out your account. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
Okay, so that cancellation is C as in Charlie, 262.
Okay.
833.
Okay.
573.
Okay.
Okay, and I also went ahead and fully refunded you back that 6732. Please allow it to show back on your account 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
Well, I'm sorry for getting nasty with you. I was just a little pissed off about it. I didn't receive any items, but if I do, I just send them back?
No, ma'am. You can keep them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All right. Well, I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks. You too.
All right.